Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome President of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton.
Whoa. What a crowd. Good morning, CPAC. You know, it feels like I'm the only one here not running for vice president. Although, who knows what will happen, right? You know, maybe the FBI needs some help or a new director. How about that? Judicial Watch is your watchdog in Washington, feared by Democrats and Republicans alike. You know, but frankly, you got to begin with some bad news. It's too late. The 2024 election has already been compromised by the Biden Democratic Party's unprecedented prosecutorial assault on the civil rights of President Donald J. Trump. There is a storm front of selective, vindictive, political, and anti-constitutional prosecutions going from Miami up through Fulton County, Georgia, to here in D.C., and of course up into New York. And the front has expanded to other states where lawyers, Republican Party officials, and volunteers are being harassed, sued, disbarred, and prosecuted for exercising their God-given First Amendment and other rights to dispute an election. You know, let me be clear. Moving to jail, the leading presidential candidate, seizing his assets, destroying his business, and keeping his name off the ballot are all about turning America into a one-party state. You know, by the way, isn't fraudulently using the 14th Amendment and falsely accusing Trump of insurrection to keep him off the ballot insurrection in itself? If those abusers want to play the insurrectionist game, then virtually the entire deep state left media and D.C. ruling class will have some questions to answer. But how do we overcome the election rigging? How do we overcome it? Well, Judicial Watch knows what to do. Sue them! Counting votes of ballots that arrive after Election Day, that invites voter fraud, undermines voter confidence, and it's illegal. We're suing two states, Mississippi and Illinois, to stop that lawlessness. And of course, we have to ensure voting rolls are clean, because dirty voting rolls can mean dirty elections. The rolls are a mess, but Judicial Watch's heavy lifting is getting results. Our historic election lawsuits and pressure have led to 4 million dirty names being removed from the voting rolls in the last year or so. That is huge. L.A. County confirmed they removed 1.2 million names from the rolls. One county. D.C. just removed 138,000 names. That's 15% of their entire voting list. Of course, more lawsuits are coming. And on top of that, we have to shut down the border invasion, the Biden border invasion. And we need to deport those illegal aliens as soon as possible. And here's a key reason why. Their mere presence will ensure increased power for leftist politicians and their allies. If passed as prologue, these millions of illegals could help ensure that leftists get dozens of extra seats in Congress after the next census. Our Congress should answer to American citizens, not invaders from abroad. Again, the formula for free and fair elections is simple, right? Number one is free Trump. The rest you also know: voter ID, citizenship verification, no mass mail-in voting, vote in person on Election Day, and no ballot harvesting. Again, and let's complete the count on Election Day. Not having final results on Election Day 2024 would be another disaster for voter confidence. You know, I got very upset again recently about January 6th. I was rewatching the video of the needless killing of Ashley Babbitt, the Air Force veteran, shot for no good reason by Lieutenant Michael Byrd of the U.S. Capitol Police. Now, I've watched those videos. I can't believe he just shot her dead like that. I just can't believe it. And few in this corrupt city give a rat's tail about that awful shooting. But millions of Americans care. And her family cares. I think her mom, Mickey, is still here at CPAC. Is Mickey here? Well, give her a round of applause anyway. God bless her. And that's why I'm so pleased Judicial Watch just filed a $30 million wrongful death lawsuit against the U.S. government. On behalf of the family of Ashley Babbitt, as our lawsuit states, the facts speak truth. Ashley was ambushed when she was shot by Lieutenant Byrd. Multiple witnesses at the scene yelled, "You just murdered her." Judicial Watch is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. I tell you what, if it takes 30 more years to get justice for Ashley, that will be time well spent. And the next honest president should provide pardons and commutations for the January Sixers prosecuted by the compromised and corrupted Biden Justice Department. And hey, where the heck are all the January 6th videos? Judicial Watch sued for them, and we're being stonewalled by Republicans in Congress and the Biden Justice Department. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Speaker Johnson, call your office. Well, you know, I don't need to tell you, we're in banana republic territory now. The Biden administration, with its unprecedented and political prosecutions of Trump, is now officially a regime. You know, I've seen it up close. I've seen it up close. Not too long ago, I had a significant skin cancer surgery. And a few hours after I got home, I'm on the couch recovering, feeling sorry for myself, when the FBI comes knocking. They came knocking on my door with a grand jury subpoena from the Biden DOJ. The agents tried to be pleasant and helpfully pointed out that something had come for me from Amazon. I suspect I am the first person in American history to receive FBI notice of an Amazon package delivery. I ended up being hassled and abused by the special counsel team for 4 hours over Trump documents, my First Amendment rights, and what I had for lunch with President Trump. It was a partisan fishing expedition. Frankly, it was like having to spend a day on an MSNBC panel. But I knew why they brought me before that grand jury. It was payback and intimidation for daring to defend Trump against their abuse of power. But we weren't intimidated by the prosecutorial abuse. In fact, Judicial Watch sued and is in federal court now for the names of the top staff of Jack Smith's team. We want to know just who is helping the Biden administration rig our elections by abusing Trump and other innocents. Biden DOJ seems to think they can hire the likes of Michelle Obama or Adam Schiff and not have to tell the public. If you're wondering why the court should uphold the transparency law on Jack Smith, I'd call your attention to how Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade have been using their political prosecution of Trump to launder tax money to go on vacation sprees together. Are Jack Smith's team members biased or conflicted? Or are they unbiased, nonpartisan professionals? Well, they're hiding the names, so I think we all know what the answer to that is. And one more thing. If the regime is going to change the rules so Trump can be prosecuted, Obama must be prosecuted. And our elderly, well-meaning, with a failing memory president seems to have been the head of a family RICO operation for decades. Joe Biden is the most corrupt president since he was vice president. I mean, cocaine in the White House is the least of his problems. And did you see how Judicial Watch uncovered how Biden's dog bit dozens of Secret Service and White House personnel? What sort of crazy dog owner would allow his pet to bite and viciously attack repeatedly the men and women protecting his life? And of course, there's also serious evidence of criminal activity by the Justice Department, the FBI, and IRS, and those agencies' handling of Hunter and Joe Biden's criminal investigations. And Merrick Garland can't have it both ways on Biden's cognitive collapse. He should either reject the special counsel's conclusions that Biden is mentally unfit and prosecute him, or move forward with the vice president and fellow cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove him. To accept the Hur report means Garland agrees Biden is unfit for the presidency, right? Now, we have over a dozen FOIA lawsuits on Biden family corruption. But I think we're going to still need to hire some more lawyers to keep up. You know, it's hard to imagine why a Republican-controlled House of Representatives would authorize one more dime in taxpayer money for the DOJ-FBI machine. In fact, it's hard to imagine why any House Republican would keep on funding the border invasion, the abuse of Trump, the censorship of Americans, the killing of the unborn, the transgender extremist abuse of our children, and the crazed critical race theory, DEI, in the Biden administration, especially in our military. Defund it all! I don't know about you, but a government shutdown would be well worth it if it means the end of Biden's border invasion. The good news is Judicial Watch remains powerful because of the rule of law. That's why the left wants to destroy the Supreme Court and hates so much Justice Thomas. I, for one, say loud and clear, God bless Justice Clarence Thomas. FOIA law allows us to investigate everything. The founders would be proud, I'd like to think. John Adams said, "Liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people who have a right, an indisputable, unalienable, indefeasible, divine right to that most dreaded and envied kind of knowledge. I mean of the characters and conduct of their rulers." That's why Judicial Watch has filed thousands of FOIAs and hundreds of lawsuits to find out more about the characters and conduct of our rulers. We've sued on everything from Hillary's emails to the FBI spying on the church. Frankly, we can't sue enough. And if you have FOIA ideas or need FOIA help, let us know. You know, the left Borg wants us to think that resistance is futile to their dangerous anti-American agenda. But you know better. Fighting for America is never futile. It is our duty. It is our duty to stand strong for our children and the generations to come. It's the American way. So get up, stand up for freedom, stand up against the extremist left, stand up for our borders and our sovereignty, stand up against corruption, stand up for transparency, stand up for our children, stand up for life, stand up for the rule of law, stand up for free speech and your other God-given rights, stand up for the Constitution and the American Revolution for liberty it represents. We have no choice but to win. You must all be heroes for the Republic. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you. Thank you.